Good morning. Mit dem Kaff, ein Scheile, ein Meister, der Ulai Hoya, a Meister, that perhaps happened, could have happened, but I don't know that happened. There was a factory that was producing biscuits. The colonists called cookies. So they're producing cookies long before Pesach. And they're very makbid. You know, there's an Isser Chodosh. There's an Isser to have to eat produce that took root since the last Pesach, after the last Pesach. So they're very makbid to dafka make their cookies from Yoshan, from produce that had already taken root before the previous Pesach. But unfortunately, a little bit of flour that was Chodosh got mixed together with the batter. So they have now a tremendous amount of cookie that was made mostly from Yoshon, but a tiny bit of Chodosh got mixed in. The shaila is whether you're allowed to eat these cookies before the coming Pesach. After Tezayin Ma'imel, ready is not Chodosh anymore, but till then, there's an Issa Chodosh, you're allowed to eat. The normal rules are there's something called Bittel B'Shishim. If you have Issa that's mixed together with Heta, then as long as it's Bittel B'Shishim, you can eat it. There's a few exceptions, but that's the general rule. Something's Bittel B'Shishim, you can say, L'chaya, these cookies should be able to. There's a principle, the title of the Shir, called Dovo Sheishle Matir. This means that something which, if I'd wait a little bit, the Issa would just disappear. On that such a thing, there was no principle, no din of Bittel. Chazal said, although normally Issa no Bittel B'Shishim, is something which is anyway going to become Mutter, if you just wait, we don't apply the halacha of Bittel. Examples are classic ones in Beitzah Shenolda B'Yontev, a Beitzah is noted on Yontev, halacha is also to be eaten, it's hatched on Yontev, cannot be eaten that Yontev. But the day after Yontev, it's Mutter. So if that egg would get mixed together with even 1,000 eggs or more, all the eggs are forbidden to eat. Why? If I'd wait till after Yom Tov, then even that pizza would have been mutter to be eaten. Therefore, Chazal said, Tova Sheish Matirim is the halacha of Bittel don't apply. Other examples are somebody makes a neder not to eat something, and that thing which he made a neder for got mixed up with a number of other items. So even though we should say Bittel B'Shishim, but not, since he could go to Rav to be shoyel on his neder, he could be shoyel on his neder, it's called Dovah Sheish Matim, it's possible to become mutter. So therefore, don't eat this Issa together with all the heta, but rather be shoyel on your neder, and then you'll be able to eat. And the third example, there's a few other examples, but the third example I gave for Ninu is Chodosh. Chodosh, Issa Chodosh, is Nachon, it's also to eat Chodosh until Tezayin B'Nissan. But after that, it's mutter again. So Mamela, if you have Issa Chodosh, they got mixed up together with Heta. So Mamela, don't eat the Chodosh. Wait until after Pesach, after Tezayin Nissan, and then you'll be able to, in the case of our cook, that's the Nidan, why we should have a discussion. The case of these biscuits, where you had a little bit of flour that was Chodosh, got mixed together with Yoshan. Nachon, we normally apply the principle of Bittel B'Shishim. But here is the Dovah Sheish Matirim is not bottles, so Mela shouldn't be able to eat biscuit until Tezayin Be. Oh, very good. So, what's the reason for this halacha of Dovah Sheish Matirim? What's the basis? Why should Chazal come along to din? And the machlik is Rishayin. The full some machlik. Rashi holds, Rashi says in the Sleitzah, Atri Techlenu Be Isset. Why eat Be Isset? Let's wait it. Why should we allow you to eat it when there's Issa there? Wait a little bit and it'll be mutter, even a fraction, even a minute. Huh? Well, how long to wait? Yeah, so there's some klal in it. But it could be even up to a year, even more. It's definitely until Pesach. So, Mele, Kun to Rashi, Techlenu Be Issa, Techlenu Better. Instead of eat with Issa, you should eat it better. Because what Issa is? Little bitter. What Issa? I should say, Techlenu Be Issa. I'm not even Issa. I'm not even Issa. The Torah says it's bottle. There's a sefer called Pnei Ari, who's Mazbi the Bemet. Whenever you have Issa mixed together with Heta, the Issa is there. The reason why you're allowed to eat generally with Issa mixed together, the reason why you're allowed to eat is because the Torah says Achriyam Lahatois, and you can never have a miut, you can never have a minority being Machriya, defining the status of the majority. Achriyam Lahatois, you can't have a minority defining the status of the majority. And if I would say I've got Issa mixed together with my Heta, it's there. But if I would say you can't eat, it's there. Then it's basically said, define the status of this Torah. It's Issa here. It's also to be eaten. How can the minority define the status of the majority? The majority is heter. And you're saying that you can't eat the minority? Therefore, the Torah says, since the klal achiram l'atoy, the status of this food is heter. The majority has to define it. But there's still issa there. So the Rabbanon came along and said, that since you'd wait until tomorrow, instead of eating the issa, you're right, you'd be able to eat the issa, because the majority defines the status. But you could wait just until tomorrow and avoid this issue of having to rely on the majority. You could just wait till tomorrow and then eat everything, and everything will be mutter. Chazal said you should wait and yeah. Say that. Okay. So even the Rosh is masking, there's something there. So Mamela, that's the shit of Rashi. So Rashi tells you should techlena be eater, techlena be eater. Now, one of the rules of Dovish Ishmaterian is that only applies to min b'min. Dovish Ishmaterian is also even b'mashu. It's only by min b'min anomaly, because by other historians which are also b'mashu, it's a chakulis chabit. If you have something which is very chosh, it's also not bottle. Dovish Ishmaterian, no barrier, all these things, they apply even to ain min. But Dovish Ishmaterian only applies to minin. So the shayl is one. Why should it only apply to min? So here the Ran in it tells us a mahalach, which is actually a different mahalach to Rashi. It says a mahalach like this. There's a posuk in Parshat Achri Mois, that the Kohen Gadol would have his power which he shechted, and have the soil which he shechted, and he mixed the dam of the power and the dam of the soil together, and the dam of the power is way more than the dam of the soil. And it says in the pasuk, "Velokach midam apor midam asoy." Venosan al kranes mizbeach. He took the dam apor and he took the dam asoy mixed together. He took the dam apor and dam asoy, and he put it on the kohen. The kasha is that since you go basan the rulers, you go achir rabbi. So it should only be called the dam apor. Why is it called dam asoy? So from here, Rabbi Yehuda mechiach that min b'minoy is zoy bottle across the board in the Torah. Whenever you have min b'minoy, since they're two similar things, you don't have any snugness being there, and they're both min, they're both dam, so there's no friction between them, no bittul. Bittul is only when there's a friction, when it's min be'inu minoy. But when it's min be'minoy, there's no bittul. Don't apply the rule of, that's just as rebuke. The chomim acholik, the chomim hold, no. That even min be'minoy is bottle. That's the rule across the. Now what's pshat? So the Ran explains, the chomim acholik and rebuke, they agree that if it's be'minoy, if the two equal things, they agree. Not shayach bittul by two equal things. Bittul is shayach when you have office. The two equal things are not shayach bittul. Just they hold, every time you have a min b'minoy, let's say you have a piece of veil and a piece of ksheira, and you mix them together, they are opposite. They might look like bosom, they taste like, but they're really different. One is heter and one is iser. So there's opposite. There's some isnagdus here. You have heter and iser. That's also called min b'sheinu minoy, so to speak. That's also two different things which are interacting with each other, and therefore shayach bittul. So generally, they hold min b'min is bottle because it's snugness. If you have something which it itself will become mutter, says the Ran, that has a shame heter to it. If I have, let's say, chadosh, which is going to be mutter after Tetzai Nisan, they got mixed together with other chadosh, so you have min b'min, the two same thing, the kemach and kemach, the same material, and also the same status in halacha, because one is heter, it's not chadosh, and one is heter because it's going to become not chadosh. So since they both have the same status, both in what they are and in the halachic status, therefore they say, Chazal said, we hold here like Reb Yehuda, the min is not bottle. It's all d'rabbanan, because in the Torah, kirega today, it is chadosh, so it is os. But at least Chazal said, since in the future it's going to become mutter, that has on it a shame heter, and therefore it's called min b'minu. So the Ran told us a new story for Dovish Ishmaterim. Not because of Rashi, rather if you have things which are the same type and the same status, same halakhic status, that's considered min b'minoy. And Mamele, Reb Yehuda already taught us that min b'minoy is not bottle. Either Rabbanon generally a cholik, or Rabbanon generally hold min b'minoy is bottle, because there is this like this one head. But when you have Dovish Ishmaterim, which is going to become muta, so there's no is like this. So therefore you have two equal things there, and the general rule of min b'minoy applies. Min b'minoy lo yibo. That shit is Ran. So we have two malachim and yishayim. Malach of Rashi, yachrenu be'isa, techlenu be'eh. Instead of eating a be'isa, eat a be'eta. And malach of the Ran, min b'minoy lo yibo. So it's going to become mutah, it's got shame heter to it. And min b'minoy lo yibo. We need to explain the kunter Rashi. Why should Rashi therefore hold that he applies to min b'minoy and not min b'sheinim? Kunter Rashi, that the yisayda dove is, instead of eating the heter, eat be'isa, sorry, instead of eating if they eat the etta, so that should apply equally to the achronim, the skatis, the ischatis, the kelim bring down, and there's a stipler that has got a different mahalach of kvege. There's a halkin to answer Rashi as well. Oh, but the Yisrael wanted to bring down his machlokes, we show you why there's a principle, what's basically the background of Dovo Sheyesh Matzik is Rashi, Shechlen of Yisrael, Shittes Rashi, Shechlen of Yisrael, Shechlen Be'eta, and Shittes Ran, that it's got a din of min b'min loy, is loy. A few enough minutes that could be between these two mahal. One is one would be going to get spoiled. My Chon Niskalka is going to be Niskalka, is going to get spoiled if I wait until then it'll be spoiled, let's say the egg, case of the egg. And the egg, if I wait until after Shabbos, boiling hot day, after Yom Tov, boiling hot day, and it'll get spoiled by then. Do we say the rule about Shechlen of Dov Sheish Matir? We told on this Machlekes, come to Rashi, he said that Dov was at Shechlen and Be'eta. Instead of eating Be'eta, wait until tomorrow and have a Be'eta, until tomorrow won't be very spoiled. I don't want to wait for tomorrow because it'll be spoiled. So then the rule of Dov Sheish Matir shouldn't be. They come to the Ram, the Yisrael Dov is Min B'mino, Min B'mino is a bottle. This is Min. Because this food, if you would wait for it to come out, it's got shame hetet. There's a shame hetet to it, B'mino, loy bottle. So such a Michael, even if it's miskalkel, would not be bottle. Another possible nafkamine is something which it's true it's going to become mutter, but after that it's going to become osag. You have some type of isa, which if I'd wait until tomorrow it make a difference where it will have isa, but then at a later date it will go back to isa. What's the halach in that case could you think of? Chometz on Pesach is obviously. After Pesach is still be osag. So it's chayzeli surah. You have something which right now it's also. After it's going to be muta, but then after that it's going to revert back to sisti. So what would be the halacha here? So here, according to Rashi, that told me the reason why we say the tovish. Why eat a beta? So who cares if it's going to revert back to isa after? Don't eat the chometz got mixed up now. Wait until after Pesach and eat it then. So we would say it does have the rule of tovish, but according to the Ran, the Ram that tells us that the soida dov is min b'minoi, it's both of the same heter. That's why it's not bottle. Here, there's a mocking. Since this chomet will go back and become issa again, it still retains its shame issa. And therefore, it's still is stuck. There's still a min beinamin. It's still here, heter with issa. And if so, the rules, general rules of bittul would apply. So we have a kula and a chumra, both in Rashi and in Ran. Kula in Rashi, we said, if it's going to be miskalkel, it's going to get spoiled, the rules of Dov Sheish Matir won't apply. And the kula in the Ran is, if the Issa is going to be chayzer l'isur afterwards, it still retains its shame Issa, to mela the halachas of Dov Sheish Matir. The Rambam Taka holds that. The Rambam holds that if it's chayzer l'isur, that chometz v'pesach is called Dov Sheish Matir. The Rambam holds that. So the Rambam holds that chometz and pesach to become osa after, even though it's going to become osa afterwards, it's still called dava sheit. The Rambam also, this is the Yamshel Shleimer says this b'das Rambam, that Michael Shemiskalkel is also dava sheit. The Rambam holds that Michael is going to get ruined is also dava sheit. We now need to understand the shittes Rambam, because let's start with Michael Shemiskalkel. Food that's going to get spoiled. So we said the Rashi, no din of Ashen Techlen Beisah Techlen Beetas Meila should be bottled. But the Rambam holds that even Michael Shemiskalkel is not bottled. So obviously the Ran holds of the Ran. The Rambam holds of the Ran. The Rambam holds that since it's got shame hetzet. Why is it got shame hetzet? Because after it's going to be muta. So even though it's going to get spoiled, so what? It's got shame hetzet to it. It's got a din of dovish ishma. But the Rambam himself holds that if you have chomet, which is chayzer isuroi, the Rambam holds rules the halachas of dovish ishma do apply to it. Now we said that's okay according to Rashi, we can understand that. But according to the Ran holds that since you go according to the shame isa, well here there's shame isa to it. So there's a problem in Shittas Rambam. So this idea to see the Nachkumin Toyla Abaha, we run into difficulties with Shittas Zid, the Ocha Shulchan wanted Toyla Abaha, but we're bringing out that in the Rambam it's a bit shred to say. So Rambam, we have a problem. On the one hand, he thinks it's going to get spoiled. It's a din of Dovish, it sounds like you have a Tachini, odds that even though it's Choyzer Yisroi, that it's got a din of Dovish Ishma, it sounds like it was a Rashi, it's a problem. So but that's the Rambam, It's sharp to say like this. When we have Tarevet of Chometz mixed together with a non-Chometz item, the Rambam holds that Halakha is of Shimon, the Chometz Oval of Pesach is also. But if it's the Tarevet, if Shimon holds, if it's Batal B'Shishim, if it's Oval of Pesach, it's true. The Shem Chometz, is the Chometz, the Shem Chometz will revert back later next year. The Issel Chometz will come back next year. But in this Tarevet which I'm holding, in this Tarevis, if I had Chometz mixed with non-Chometz item, at Sha'ovel of Pesach, this Tarevis is muta after Pesach. Even next year, because once it became bottled, the halacha is, if Shimon holds, the Ram speaks this out, if Shimon holds that Chometz Sha'ovel of Pesach, it's true, it's also, but only if it wasn't the Tarevis. But if it's Tarevis, this Tarevis remains muta la'olam. So Mele, come to the Rambam. We said the Rambam clearly holds of the Ram, because he said if it's Skalkel, then he still applies the rules of But the Rambam says, let's look at this Tarevus we have here. In this Tarevus, is there any Easter here? Well, today, a Chometz that's mixed together with that, with non-Chometz. So I've got Easter here today. Tomorrow, after Pesach, is there any Easter here? No. Will there any Easter revert back? Will it come back afterwards? Also not. Because this Chometz will stay Mutal Oilam. Because once it's bottled, it'll stay bottled. Says the Rambam, in such a case, the Chometz itself does have a Shem Heter. True, other Chometz will be Oster. But this Chometz that's mixed in does have a Shem Heter. And since it does have a Shem Heter, even the Ran would agree that that Chometz has a din of Dovah Sheyesh Lema. Because that Chometz will become Mutter and won't become Oster again. So it doesn't have a Shem Easter at all. Because this Chometz that's mixed together with it will become Mutter and therefore has a Shem Heter. Huh? The case I started with. Building. Okay, so that's what we've said. That we've got Machlikas Rishonim here. Machlikas Rashi and Rambam. Rambam L'Choyah holds like the Ran. Now you should know the Ran himself holds Miskalkel. It's not that if you hold the Ran it's missed away, but that's how the Rambam Yam Sheshle holds like that. The Ran himself holds if it's Miskalkel. Because the Chazal won't mechayiv you to have a loss. Not mechayiv you to lose money just because of this din of Dov Sheish Matir. Here this food's going to be spoiled. So of course it's a din drabonon, and the Chazal said Mimimina in our bottle. Say that. So then there are bonum. But because I'll give a gather to it. The gather is only if it's not going to be spoiled. But the Rambam takes it all the way. Just say, Halacha Maisa, don't start running around saying, if you hold up the run, it must be this way. It's not. The Rambam does. Yam Shashem is the does. The Rambam does take. If it's got a shame heter to it, it's also la'olam, even if it's miskal. And why by Chometz does the Rambam hold? Because the Rambam holds this Chometz, does have a shame heter. There's a problem in Shittas Haran. The problem in Shittas Haran based on a Gemara in Beitza, by numerous achrayim. The Gemara there in Beitza says that Beitza should not be onto his ass, is not bottle. We explained, Tichlen Beitza, Tichlen Beheter. But the Gemara carries on and says, not only do you material that there's no bittle, but also, though normally the rule is Safek Drabon and Akula, but by Dovah Sheish Matirim, Sofik Lechumer. We don't apply the rule of Sofik Drabon Lechumer. Even though normally Sofik Drabon Lechumer should be Mekel. No, by Dovah Sheish Matirim, not. And therefore, if you have a Sofik Beitz, it's an older beyond. If you have a Sofik, you don't know if this Beitz is an older beyond. If you also go Lechumer, Sofik Beitz is an older beyond. If you also go Lechumer. Now, in this, we can understand the Kuntur Rashi very well. Atche Techlenu, Beisata, Atche Shebechlenu, the Sophic Easter, Techlena, but what I had to. Why rely on a Sophic Easter? Right, about the Sophic Drabon Lukum, but why be me? Forget! Wait till tomorrow and I'll be what I had to. And the Sophic Easter, Techlena, so be what I had to. But in the Ran said the Easter of the Sophic is because of the Easter of the Mimbe Minoi. So what's Chan the Gemara? Why the Sophic Drabon on you go? Lechumri, the Kalali Sophic Drabon Lukum. Why we machma because of the Buddha Mimbe Minoi? What to do with the Dean of Sophic? This Kasha Asper, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and Rabbi Chanan says a Yisoid in Hilchus Gidri Chazal. Chazal Migdorim. He says a Yisoid that both Rashi and the Ran needs Rashi. It's true, the reason why Chazal, the Takana of Bittul, is that Shetichlenu was there. That was the reason why they made it. Instead of eating it, it's eating better. But how could Chazal come along and just make up? The Torah was matter. Chazal just come along and make up a new thing. So for Chazal to make up new gzeiros, new takonas, they have to look around the Torah and find something similar to it. And once they found something similar to it, they say, okay, we are connecting, annexing this halacha, adding it on an extra halacha. So they looked around and they saw, yes, min b'minoi loy batal. As they talked to Yehuda, min b'minoi loy batal. And as we explained, even Rabbanon would agree to it, just they hold that Issa and Heter is snugged. But this is so, the member minor, everyone would agree. The Chazal said, we want to ask for this because that's your techlenu, but it's the techlenu b'etu, but we can't come along and stump us. But if we can somehow connect it to the halach of member minor bottle, then we can make this gzeir. So there's a tamak there and a gedel of the gzeir. The tamak there is because that's your techlenu, but it's the techlenu b'etu, which applies also by Sofik. Actually, the Chlenu B'Sofik is the Chlenu B'Vadei Eter. It applies also by Sofik. That's the Tam. The Gedda, they need a Gedda for it. The Gedda, Dovo, is because of the Min B'Mela, says the Ram. It only applies. And it doesn't apply. Oh, so what would be the Din by Sof Jabon? By Sof Jabon is not such a Kasha, because there's other, there's Sofik Duraisi Yigol Chumas. Connect that to it. Say that. So in order you have a bit of Achiram Natis, and yet so how can they answer it? They need some type of gather. They connected it to the din of Rebbe Yehuda. The Ran agrees with Rashi that Avada the Yisaidah Dovid Achi Techlen Beisana Be'eta. Just the Ran holds that it's not good enough. You need only Shaykh by Minoy because it has to fit in with the gather of Rebbe Yehuda. This is it. Comes out and said the Rambam holds even if it's Miskalko, even if it's going to get spoiled, we still apply the rules of Dovid Sheishma. That doesn't fit in so well because we're saying that the reason for why Chazal asked it was actually Yechlenu Beisa Techlenu Be'eta. I don't want to eat it later, get spoiled. But you have to say it is true that once Chazal give a gedda, I've always got a reason why they made it. Once they give the gedda, the gedda is there. So you're right, you come to a funny case here where although the reason why they would have been mistaken it isn't, but the gedda of it's a gedda, min b'mino in a bottle, and the Rambam holds that the Michael, even though it's Miskalk, it's got shame head to the Mela, it's not bottle. The reason doesn't apply. Who cares if once they made the gather is what's kivir. So that's the background to what we need for our Shaila. We had here is Rashi Rambam, Kunta Rashi, the Yisoidah Dovid Achi Echlenu Beisah Techlenu Be'eta, Kunta the Rambam, Kunta the Ran, it's because of Min B'Minoi Loi Bottle. We said the Kunta Rabbechon are both connected, the Prima Godim learns their Chemetic. So, either they agree with each other or they don't, but that's the background of the Machlikas Rashi, the Ram. So if we go back to our Shaila, which we started with, you have these together, and a little bit of Chadosh got mixed in with Yashon. It said, it's Min B'Min, it's Kemach, Kemach, Min B'Min Batal. And what's like, Shlomo said, you wait until Tezai Nisan have a problem, it's Chomet, it's Mevari beforehand. So you have to get rid of it beforehand. So it's not going to be Shaykh to eat it beheta. So this is the Kunter Rashi. This would not be Kudav Shish Matim. Because the Kunter Rashi, they say that I was actually doing a beheta. I can't eat it beheta until Tezain. I have to burn it ready, you dalit. I have to burn it before Pesach. It's Chomet. So Mele, Kunter Rashi, it should be that it is a bottle. Yesh is Lodun. But why? Maybe you could sell it. Sell it to Pesach. And then eat it after Pesach. Of a limitzon, that you have to go ahead to do so much, just so you should somehow save Chazal Tovash Yishmat. We find something. The halach is that Shukranach passed like this. It's something biyodi to be mati. That's also got a din of Tovash Yishmat. Hagolas Kalin. Hagolas Kalin is basically a Tovash Yishmat, if not for the fact that it costs too much money. Otherwise, it would be. Why should it be Tovash Yishmat? It's not going to become muta on its own. You have to do Agola. Yeah, but since it's possible for you to do. So that's called a Dovash Yishmat. So there is such a story in halacha that you could go ahead and to rectify. Tevel is also a Dovash Yishmat. You could take Meister and the Dorim also. So there are cases where you could go ahead and rectify it, but Loi Metzono, you have to actually give up your stuff and sell it to a goy in order, posha, to give up your item. You'll buy maybe back after Yontem to sell it back to you. Loi Metzono is a Pasha, the Kunta Rashi, such a thing, this cookie battle would be mutter. But Yesh Lodon Fidei Rambam, we said, even if the Meichel's Miskalko, this is going to get spoiled, the Rambam holds called Dovash Yesh Matir. So Mele here, even though it's true, I'd have to burn it beforehand, to be Mevai beforehand, so what? It's got Shem Heta, because it's got Issa Chodosh, which is a Shem Heta, it's going to become Muta afterwards. And since the Shem Heta is Min B'Minoi, Yesh Lodon is going to go back into, when it comes Pesach, the Chodosh is going to come into Chomet, Issa Chomet. So you're not going to ever have a matzah where it's going to be a heter, because you're going to have the Isra Chodosh coming into not Chodosh, but Bichamit. So it'll never be a matzah of heter. So you never have a shame heter to it. If so, maybe the rules of Dovash Yesh Matim don't apply. But now then, Shittas Rambam is, he said, that Chomet also has a din of Dovash Yesh Matim. So, Samuel, you do have something which would become heter, but Isra Chodosh would get mixed up and become chometz, but the chometz itself would be muta after yontif, because once it became bottle, it became bottle. So in Shittas Rambam, the Shagazaris Kadoshis, in Shittas Rambam, Bemet is a mockery to say that this bath, this dough would be also. The halacha lemaisa Shulchan Aruch paskins, if it's miskalkel, we do say the halacha of Dovah Shlishi Matin does not apply. We say that Dovah Shlishi doesn't apply, and therefore halacha lemaisa probably in Shulchan Aruch would come out that it's better. And Yechidah Novim Yisvah, rely on Bittul, why not? Elevasi. And the added Rashi Tshuva says somebody who doesn't want to rely on Bittul is an apikurius. The Torah said, Acharam Na'ata. If halacha is bottle, you can't come. It's only because of the name of Dovah Shlishi Chazal said, because as much as we can skalken, it is. We don't apply the rules of Dovah Shlishi. So it should be mutter. Chosh v'shetet Rama, maybe Karan, because Rama himself holds it. Yeah, okay. That's the Maskona of this Shaila. Just one Nakuda. We know that we're coming on to Shvi Shal Pesach, Yetz Hashem, tonight. There's no Halel tomorrow, and the Shaila is why. I've spoke about this 1 year. Numerous reasons are given. Some people call bonus, the Korban to Chanukah also has no Korban, and we say the full Halel because the Yodayim Tovu B'Yam in the Shir, when they went out of the Yam, so it's a Shir. None of these kashas are too serious. So Moshe says that Moshe finds the thought that as we throughout the reason of leaving Mitzrayim was not the reason why we left Mitzrayim is which be'ed from the Kabbalah of the Torah. Hashem already told Moshe Rabbeinu that Tavdun is the Har Hazeh. So that's the reason why we left. Had we left Mitzrayim and not gone to the Torah, it would just the whole Te'elis wouldn't have been. So says Moshe, since the Kriyas Yamsuf was something which was necessary, it was something muchach. It wasn't like something Hashem said, okay, you know, you've been so good, I'm going to give you another name. This was a necessary component for us to become the Torah. Therefore, the Bechlal of a new Yontif. A new Yontif is part of the Hemshech of... somebody told me, a Chiddush Gadol, which I didn't know before, Shibbalah Lekat, he said, the reason why we don't say Shechiyonu for Tzvius HaOmer is because the Shechiyonu of Leila Pesach, that covers also Tzvius HaOmer, is the Hemshech of its rambunces of Pesach and Shavuot. It's all a hemshah for us to get to the Kabbalah Satoya. Therefore, the Shechiyonu of Leil Pesach is behemoth for the whole of Tzvius HaOmer. And Ken, that's what Moshe is saying also on the, we don't say Halal Shavuot Pesach, but Pesach is the hemshah of the Nes of Yitzit Mitzrayim. It can't be anything better than you have coming during Chol HaMoed, but in the morning, after learning, understanding that this, yes, in Achalami, this is what Chol HaMoed is meant to be for. And in the Torah, the Chol HaMoed Elol is Atzib B'Torah. And we definitely should be zeichu with that, to be able to have the true Kabbalah Satoya.